join Darlene Sala now for a few moments of encouraging words as we reflect on God's care and provision for us.
It was springtime, and the man was richer because his donkey had given birth to a foal. The colt represented potential, for it had already survived the newborn mortality rate. And although it had not yet been ridden, the colt had reached the age of real value. Then something happened. The owner was approached by two of Jesus' disciples who had been instructed, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, tell them that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." Can you imagine what must have gone through the owner's mind? What Jesus asked for was valuable. No explanation was given, only that the Lord needed them. But his response was immediate. He sent the donkeys to Jesus, and as a result, he became a player in the drama of fulfilled prophecy. For the Old Testament Zechariah had foretold, "See, your king comes to you righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." When Jesus rode that colt through the streets of Jerusalem, no animal had ever carried more valuable treasure, not all the camels belonging to all the kings of the East. In God's hand, the colt was used to its greatest potential, for it carried the very Son of God. The colt was eventually returned to its owner, hallowed because God had used it, and useful, for it was now broken and ready to be ridden by others. Has God asked you for something and you've been struggling with giving it to Him? Maybe your time, or maybe money that you've been saving for a special purpose. Be quick to give Him what He asks, for you can be sure that whatever you give to God will be used to its highest potential for eternity.
You've been listening to Darlene Sala's Encouraging Words. For more information on this program, visit Guidelines International Ministries at guidelines.org.